Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A historic temple that has witnessed the rise and fall of empires, the ebb and flow of cultural influences, and the test of time itself, that is what the Somnath Temple in Gujarat represents, and it is in the news today as India celebrates 75 years of its reconstruction. First, what makes this significant is that Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the Somnath Amrit Mahotsav on 11 May 2026 at Prabhaspatan, Gir Somnath District, Gujarat, marking 75 years since the reconsecration of the Somnath Temple on 11 May 1951 by President Dr. Rajendra Prasad. The Mahotsav featured a first-of-its-kind Kumbhabhishek for the current temple structure, a commemorative postage stamp, a commemorative coin, and a flypast by the Surya Kiran aerobatic team of the Indian Air Force. Now let us turn to the historical context. The Somnath Temple, the first of the 12 Jyotirlingas of Shiva, sits at the western edge of the Saurashtra Peninsula on the Arabian Sea coast. Its history is a continuous cycle of construction, destruction, and rebuilding. But why does this matter? It matters because the story of Somnath is intertwined with the story of India itself, a story of resilience, of cultural revival, and of the complex interplay between faith and state. Building on this, the decisive impetus for the reconstruction of Somnath came from Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, Union Home Minister, who visited the ruined site on 13 November 1947, immediately after the accession of Junagadh, the princely state in which Somnath fell, to India. He pledged its reconstruction with the consent of the cabinet and Gandhi. Crucially, K.M. Munshi, scholar, ICS officer, and founder of the Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, was tasked with the project. The Somnath Trust was formed in 1949. And here is something that surprises many students: the Government of India did not fund the construction. Resources were raised through public donations and the Junagadh Administrator's office. It is worth pausing here to note that the new temple was designed in the Marugurjara style, the architectural idiom of the medieval Solanki temples of Gujarat. This style, also known as the Chalukya or Solanki style, is characterized by a highly carved exterior with multiple offsets, a pillared mandapa with intricate ceiling work, and a tall shikhara with a sequence of smaller subsidiary spires. Notable examples of this style include the Modhera Sun Temple, Rani Ki Vav, and the Dilwara Temples. Now, let us look at the reconsecration of 11 May 1951. On this day, President Dr. Rajendra Prasad performed the Pran Pratishtha, or installation, of the Jyotirlinga at the rebuilt temple, defying the reservations of Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru, who held that the president's attendance risked confusing the secular function of the head of state with religious participation. Dr. Prasad's view was that the constitution did not bar a citizen president from attending a religious ceremony. This event is now studied as a foundational episode in the secularism debate of independent India. With that background in place, let us look at the Amrit Mahotsav 2026. The Kumbhabhishek, a periodic ritual purification of a Hindu temple in which sacred water from a kumbha, or pot, is poured over the sanctum's kalsha, is being conducted for the first time at the current Somnath structure since its 1951 reconstruction. This ritual is performed every 12 years in most South Indian traditions. Now, let us consider Somnath in Indian civilizational memory. The Somnath Temple is the first of the 12 Jyotirlingas of Shiva enumerated in the Dvadsa Jyotirlinga Stotra. The other Jyotirlingas include Mallikarjun in Andhra Pradesh, Mahakaleshwar in Madhya Pradesh, Omkareshwar in Madhya Pradesh, Kedarnath in Uttarakhand, Bhima Shankar in Maharashtra, Vishwanath in Uttar Pradesh, Trimbakeshwar in Maharashtra, Vaidyanath in Jharkhand, Nageshwar in Gujarat, Rameshwaram in Tamil Nadu, and Grishneshwar in Maharashtra. What makes Somnath unique is its sea-facing location and the arrow pillar, or bar stump, on the shrine that points to a meridian with no landmass between Somnath and Antarctica. Moving on to the Marugujra architecture, it is a regional temple style of Gujarat and Rajasthan, also called the Solanki style. This style is characterized by a highly carved exterior with multiple offsets, a pillared mandpa with intricate ceiling work, and a tall shikhara with a sequence of smaller subsidiary spires. Notable examples of this style include the Modhera Sun Temple, Rani Ki Vav, and the Dilwara temples. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 1, which covers art, culture, and modern history. Specifically, it relates to temple architecture, including the Nagara, Dravida, and Vesra styles, as well as substyles like Marugujra. It also touches on post-independence integration of princely states, including the Junagadh accession and Sardar Patel's role in nation-building. Additionally, this topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers polity, including the secularism debate and the role of the president. The issue of the president's attendance at the reconsecration of Somnath in 1951 is a significant one, as it raises questions about the boundaries between the state and religion. It also relates to GS Paper 4, which covers ethics, including the role of public office holders in religious participation and heritage conservation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Somnath Temple is located at Prabhaspatan, Gir Somnath District, Gujarat, on the Arabian Sea coast. It is the first of the 12 Jyotirlingas of Shiva. The temple's architectural style is Marugujra, also known as Chalukya or Solanki style. The most famous destruction of the temple was by Mahmud of Ghazni in 1026 CE. Ahilyabai Holkar reconstructed the temple in 1783. The modern reconstruction was led by Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, with the project overseen by K.M. Munshi and the Somnath Trust formed in 1949. The reconsecration of the temple was performed by President Dr. Rajendra Prasad on 11th May 1951. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the Amrit Mahotsav on 11th May 2026 to mark 75 years of the temple's reconstruction. The temple features a barn stump or arrow pillar that points to a meridian with no landmass between Somnath and Antarctica. The other Jyotirlingas include Mallikarjun in Andhra Pradesh, Mahakaleshwar in Madhya Pradesh, Omkareshwar in Madhya Pradesh, Kedarnath in Uttarakhand, Bhima Shankar in Maharashtra, Vishwanath in Uttar Pradesh, Trimbakeshwar in Maharashtra, Vaidyanath in Jharkhand, Nageshwar in Gujarat, Rameshwaram in Tamil Nadu, and Grishneshwar in Maharashtra. The relevant articles of the Constitution include Article 25, which guarantees freedom of religion, Article 26, which allows for the management of religious affairs, Article 27, which prohibits the state from taxing for religious purposes, and Article 28, which prohibits religious instruction in state-funded schools. In conclusion, the reconstruction of Somnath in 1951 tested the boundaries of Indian secularism, raising important questions about the role of the state in religious affairs and the limits of secularism in a multicultural society. As India continues to navigate the complexities of its diverse cultural heritage, the story of Somnath serves as a powerful reminder of the need for balance and nuance in the pursuit of national unity and identity.